Southampton's Voice.
Voice FM.
Hello, my name is Zan Phillips and welcome to Voice FM's Art and Entertainment Podcast. In this show, we meet Tamir Strickland, one of the dancers in New York's A-League 2, a showcase for the best new talent the US has to offer. Founded by the legendary 60s dancer Alvin Ailey, the company embodies his pioneering mission to establish an extended cultural community that provides dance performances, training, and community programs for all people. Since its 1974 inception, A-League 2 has flourished into one of the most popular modern dance companies, combining a rigorous touring schedule with extensive community outreach programs. Today, with new artistic director Francesca Harper at the helm, she brings fresh perspectives to Mr. Ailey's legacy while nurturing new creative voices and propelling the company forward. I spoke with Tamir Strickland and began by asking her, when did the desire to join A-League 2 first kick in?
I grew up dancing, and I didn't really learn or hear about Alvin Ailey till I was in high school. And I remember like coming across a clip of Revelations, which is his most iconic ballet, on like YouTube, and just seeing like a group of powerful dancers who looked like me. And I was like taken away and like mesmerized. And I did my own little research and realized that I had to get to New York so I can train at the Ailey School and become a part of that company. And here we are now.
So you made that journey when you got to the school and met your fellow dancers. Did they roughly have the same story, or have they taken a sort of different direction to you?
I think most of them kind of have similar stories. I know some of my other like classmates would actually see the Ailey company performing live. Like they were able to like travel to New York and see them live. And I'm originally from Maryland, so I wasn't able to like travel to New York as often when I was younger. So I didn't see them live until I got to New York freshman year of college. But most of them also had that same experience of like growing up, seeing the Ailey company perform and being, yes, like that's what I want to do.
So what do you need as a dancer to be part of this company?
So you need obviously like hard work, dedication, but passion. I think it's important to know that, to show how much you love to dance. And a lot of the other, like I feel like everyone else in A-League 2 has that love and passion for dance, and it's so obvious when you see us perform. And so I feel like that's like the main thing.
Yeah, because I've watched some clips and I don't think it's fair to call it like pop dance, but for me it was something I could actually, I found much easier to understand. I found it fluid. I found it graceful. I found it happy, sad. I found it, especially during the hunt, not necessarily aggressive, but definitely had a lot of impact. So does this come from what the choreographer says you must do this? How much is from the choreographer and how much is from the dancers themselves as a group?
I think it's pretty 50-50. The choreographers always like come in and they would usually either tell us the intention of the piece, the story behind it, their inspiration behind the piece. And so we get like a general map, I guess, of like how the piece is or the layout should be. And then as dancers, we go in and we add our own like personal style, our personal story to the piece to make it more personal to us. And just so that the storyline could be like shared and easier to, I guess, interpret for the audience. Like it also, there's part like the audience can able to interpret the piece as they see fit and able to make it personalized to them as well.
So I'm not a dancer. And just in case the listener's not a dancer, how do you personalize a dance? Is it the face, or is it the hands, or is it the arms, the body, the legs? Where, how do you go about doing that?
Yeah. I always start with like a story. So I say, okay, for me, like this is my storyline in the piece, and that might affect how my face is emotive for the audience, how I might reach or move a certain way. Like, instead of just reaching, I might really stretch out my arm because I really want that thing in the corner kind of situation. So it is like, I feel like it's a lot comes from just the face and like how we approach the movement, whether we are attacking it like hard hitting or whether we have a softer quality to it.
Out of the pieces that you're performing, because there's a few, there's like, as you mentioned earlier on, Revelations, which is Alvin Ailey's masterpiece. Do you have a part in that?
Yes, I feel, because so Revelations was created in 1960 and has been like performed ever since. And so we've had like people from the main company who have like worked with Alvin Ailey directly, like come down and tell us how he came to like create the piece and like add little stories about him. And we can't really, with Revelations, it's a little harder to create your own story, but you're able to still like personalize, like take apart, remember a time that you felt like hardships and struggles and like put that into the piece emotion wise.
Because it's very interesting that this is a piece from the 60s, and you know, we're now, it's like 60 years later, and for the time when it came out, do these people that come to you, do they talk about what impact it had at the time?
Yes, they do. They like talk about how, like as dancers, it was something they've never performed before, and so it was like moving to them to be able to share like their, I guess, the like pain and hardships that like they had to go through growing up, and able to have a community that experienced that as well and share it with the people, and having the audience members be like taken aback by, again, a move like a company they've never seen before and dancing they've never seen before. And so it had like a huge like impact when it like came out, and that's why it's still going today, and everyone today still like cries when they see Revelations, because it's such a beautiful and moving piece.
Wow. I've never been moved by a dance in that respect. I haven't seen much dance, to be honest with you. But why, how do you manage that? I mean, that's amazing. How do you, when you're performing a piece like that, do you, is there a point you get to where you think, yes, we've grabbed the audience with this?
Yes, I remember like performing one time doing like Revelations, and it starts and we were like on stage and like the curtain rises, and every time you just hear the crowd go like wild and like crazy, and it feels good, because like I know like they've been looking forward to seeing this piece and like they're moved. And I remember like sometimes people like afterward will like come up to us during the show like, you guys were amazing, like Revelation was beautiful, I was so moved, I felt so touched by your dancing. And so that was probably like the first time that I was like, oh wow, like my dancing like did something for the people, and it was because of Revelations. So that was amazing.
You've reached this particular peak then with Ailey 2. Are you aiming to continue dancing until your body says stop, and then become a choreographer, or do you have pieces in your head already that you would like to put on stage?
I definitely do want to continue dancing until my body can't do it anymore. But I personally never thought about being a choreographer, because I rather like perform on the stage. Like I like bringing other people's stories and pieces to life. So I guess for me, like once I retire from dance, like I wouldn't mind teaching, like sharing my knowledge and like my stories to the younger generation to keep the legacy and like passion going. I also, this is like really strange, but like physical therapy is also like interesting, just like help heal the body, like as a dancer, because I'm like, I know a lot about my body, of like, oh, like it'll be nice to help other dancers heal their bodies when they're going through tough times and like injuries and all that, because I've been there and I can relate, kind of thing.
But I think having seen the videos, you guys look brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And I'm really looking forward to seeing this. So Tamir from the ID2 Dance Company, thank you very much for your time. And really looking forward to seeing you at the Mayflower on the 22nd and 23rd of September.
Yes, I'm excited to be there. Thank you.
From every culture
over the world
to right here
in our ports and our city,
people make
Southampton
Voice FM.